Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the Explore Your Town Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse off Exit 62 of Interstate 80 in the Clarion Mall. See their menu online at RRRoadhouse.com. By All American Awards and Engraving, putting just about anything on just about everything, see their selection online at AllAmericanHQ.com. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, the power of two, check out their complete inventory online. By Bauer Truck Repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, and heavy-duty truck repair from Bowers. By Smathers Insurance Agency, with more than 50 years of experience offering a wide variety of plans to handle all of your insurance needs. By Carly Tire, for all your tire needs and the great brands you love. By Galbreast Furniture, competitive pricing, quality furniture, and committed to your service and satisfaction on Main Street in Brookville. By GR Cellular, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, they just save you money. Visit grcellular.com. By the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, bringing affordable associate degrees to your backyard. Visit online at ecuapa.org. And by Kate's Hair Studio, get a fantasy global tan at Kate's Hair Studio at 817 Main Street in Clarion. And we welcome you into week number 10 of the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, as we said, part of the EYT Media Network. I am Dustin Kiefer. Chris Rossetti is alongside me, steam coming out of his ears because it is week number 10. It is playoff week, as we need to get ready for the first week of the playoffs next week. Great show coming up for you, and of course, before we get out to the GR Cellular Hotline, as we're going to go there very quickly tonight, we do want to welcome in our week number 10 guest, and that's Jason Salter. We've talked to Jason a couple times this year. Jason, of course, play-by-play guy, and I guess play-by-play and color, you could say, because you're by yourself for WHKS, one of our affiliates in Port Allegheny, and he has come all the way down here to Clarion tonight to join us for the show. Jason, thanks a lot for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
And we're looking forward to a great show tonight. I know you have to love this time of year, playoff time, getting ready for that, getting the seedings all together, figure out where everybody's going next week. You've been with us since a little bit after 7 o'clock tonight, and we've had a great opportunity to listen into the AML title game, and looking forward to talking about all of those games here tonight. But first thing we're going to do is actually head out on the GR Cellular Hotline. Actually, before we do that, I should say, why don't we take a look at that All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. Let's do a quick refresh of that to make sure we have all the latest scores. A lot of final scores that have already come in, and we start with that AML Championship game as Kane defeated Sheffield tonight 36-6, the Wolves winning the AML title 36-6 over Sheffield. In District 10, Region 5, the last score we had was Slippery Rock 33, Dubois 28, and that was in the start of the fourth quarter. Slippery Rock actually leading that game 33-14 at halftime. Dubois puts up a couple scores unanswered in that third quarter, makes it 33-28, and we'll get a final score on that one as soon as we can. In late in the fourth quarter, Clarion on their way to a 10-0 regular season, 56-13. They lead Brookville out at Brookville tonight. And Chris, that number, I don't think it was the 56 so much that I shared there as it was the 13 that makes you look at me.
It is. Clarion let up some points. When we were wondering if that was going to happen again in District 9 this year. And I mean, legitimately asking whether that was going to happen in District 9. Clarion's shutout streak ends, oh, geez, what? I figured that out. A little over 324 minutes, Dustin. They've now given up, let's see, they've given up, what, 13 tonight? They've given up 39 points all year.
Yeah. Those are impressive numbers. Very impressive numbers for Clarion. And the nice part about it is, and I know that we've talked a lot about this Clarion team and the numbers that they've put up, and I know a couple weeks ago we had a good chat, with Josh Funk, the editor-in-chief of the Pennsylvania Football News, about the rankings. The best part for Clarion is time to head into the playoffs now, and they get to do something with that. But this Clarion team, giving up a couple touchdowns this week, but hey, on their way to a 10-0 regular season, 56-13 late in the fourth quarter. There, when we get a final, we'll pass it along. Late in the fourth quarter in this one, how about Cameron County 29, Eisenhower 21. An interesting score there of District 9 against District 10. And kind of gives you a measuring stick with that one. So kind of interesting to see the Red Raiders up by 8 in that game. And good to see District 9 leading in that one. How about Brockway over Manitow tonight, 41-12, a final score there. Ridgeway 13, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy, nothing. The Elkers on their way to the playoffs. Carn City, and we'll talk in detail about the playoffs later on. Carn City 52, Marion Center 14, that's a final score. Northern Bedford over Punxsutawney 28-14. St. Mary's beats Bellefonte 54-24, that's a final score there. Cambridge Springs and Union down in Reimersburg. It is now Cambridge Springs 40, Union 20. That score was 20-20 in the third quarter. What is that? Three straight unanswered touchdowns there for Cambridge Springs to make it 40-20 with 3:23 left in that game. So now Cambridge Springs 40, Union 20 with 3:23 left in the fourth quarter. Final score here, Shade 20, AC Valley 7. Lots of non-conference games tonight. And final, Penns Manor 35, Keystone 8. And late in the fourth quarter, the score we had was Otto Eldred 42 and Cowanesque Valley 13. You know, Jason, I was asking you, am I pronouncing that right? I mean, you're from the northern part of the district. Am I saying that right?
Cowanesque.
Cowanesque.
Cowanesque. I believe that's what
so
it
I
is.
Need to say the key at the end.
I believe so.
Okay. All right.
Cowanesque.
Cowanesque.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know that. Now I do.
And how are you saying it before?
Cowanesque.
Cowanesque.
Yeah, definitely not that.
No. Okay. Okay. Well, definitely not. Anyway, whatever. We can talk about that. We have a lot. We have an hour and a half, a little bit less than that now. Time to head out on the GR Cellular hotline. No contract, no credit check, no hassle. They just save you money at GR Cellular. Visit them online, grcellular.com, and we head out and talk to the head coach, 29th season at Clearfield, Tim Ginocco. And, of course, that was the score that we skipped in our live scoreboard as Clearfield defeats Bradford tonight 51-7, and the Bison win their District 9 Class AAA championship game. Coach, congratulations on the victory tonight.
Oh, thank you very much.
Tim, Chris Rossetti here. Obviously this isn't the prize. The prize is what you start in next week when you move into the regionals where you have a shot at a regional title, a state championship. But what does this mean to be able to come out and say, hey, we're the best of District 9's AAA teams?
It means a lot to us. You know, we have a lot of pride in coming in, getting into this game and being able to compete up here. So it means a lot to us. And hats off to Bradford for coming here and playing us. And their kids played hard, so I'd like to commend them. And we had a good game.
Is it hard to get up for a game like this, knowing that you're starting into the, I don't want to call them the real playoffs, but the real playoffs next week? Or is it just the way you guys take it one week at a time? I know a lot of coaches talk about taking it one week at a time. Is that the philosophy you guys take into a game like this?
Well, you know, hey, we wanted to win another district title up here, and that's always a goal of ours. And then, it's always a week to get better and improve. And then the other thing that was a big thing for us, we had to win tonight to have that first seed in that region. So that gets us a home game, and we wanted to be that first seed.
And you did get that first seed, and that probably, geez, I'm just sitting here trying to figure it all out. I don't know if Johnstown, what they're doing tonight. I've been having a little trouble finding that score. I know Punxsutawney's lost. Bradford obviously got eliminated by losing. It would appear that it is the top seed if Johnstown goes into the postseason, you would play Johnstown this year.
Yeah, that's who it looks at right now. It looks like Somerset and University Prep will play, and then we'll play Johnstown. They're the fourth seed.
What do you know about Johnstown?
I know they have athletes. We played them a couple years, 2 years in a row there. We played them actually at the Dubois 1 year, and then we played them in Altoona Mansion Park the year after. So they always have athletes, kids that can run some speed. So the last we heard, they were losing to Tyrone close in the third quarter.
Okay. Thanks for that. Like I said, I've been searching all over the place for that score, and I'm having a little trouble coming up with it, but obviously wasn't one of the scores that we were focusing on tonight. Talk a little bit about your team and some of the adjustments you've had to go through this year. You lost a great receiver in Trey Campman after last year. You become much more of a ground-oriented football team this year, and one of the trademarks as you as a head coach over the years is when you need to be ground-oriented, you guys are ground-oriented. When you can be balanced, you're balanced. When you need to go to the air, you can go to the air. Talk about what you've seen out of this year's team that makes it more of a ground-oriented team.
Well, you know, we start with Christian Leather. I mean, you know, he's an outstanding athlete, and he gives us a lot of diversity of what we can do in the ground game, and he's able to throw. We threw the ball pretty well tonight. I think he threw two touchdown passes tonight. So, you know, it starts with our quarterback, and then we have about three or four backs that can run the ball. Tyler Stratton, who's had some injuries, but he's healthy. He'll be healthy for the playoffs. He's an outstanding back, and we have a young freshman named Seth Caldwell who's put up some good numbers for us. And we even had Seth Ford run the ball some tonight. So we have a lot of different backs, and we have an outstanding offensive line.
Well, and I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the youth. You have Seth Caldwell and Ryan Lezer taking considerable minutes for you. And if I remember right, there was another freshman or sophomore starting in your secondary. Not afraid to throw the youth in there this year, or have you been?
No, we you're right. We have two freshmen that are starting and playing a lot, and Ryan Wingate is our safety. He's a sophomore.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, so those guys are they're younger guys, but you know, we're at the end of the season now, so I tell them they're not young anymore.
no question. Hey, do you have Christian there?
Yeah, he is. I'll put him on.
Let's put him on right now, then.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Live radio, folks. Hey, we're now with Christian Lezer, the star quarterback and linebacker for the Clearfield Bison, who won the District 9 Class AAA Championship. Hey, Christian. Chris Rossetti here from D9Sports.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, you guys come into the season, and obviously I think everybody thought that you guys would be right here. But talk about how, as a player, you were able to put aside the expectations and actually make those expectations into a reality.
I mean, obviously every year you come in having expectations, but, I mean, once the season really starts, you can't worry about that stuff. I mean, you kind of have to put it aside and take it one game at a time, and that's what we did this year. We went undefeated and currently 10-0, and I mean, now we're looking, I mean, as soon as we get back to the field house, I mean, we're not worried about this game anymore. We're worried about the next one. So, I mean, just take it one step at a time.
You know, you've had an interesting season. Come in with all the hype. For folks who don't know, Christian is headed to Boston College next year. You come in with all the hype. You're the quarterback. I know that there was an injury that you had to fight through a little bit this year, and then there was the injury to Tyler as well. Talk about the adjustments that you guys have been able to make as a football team as the year's gone on.
You know, it's just part of the game. I mean, injuries happen. I mean, obviously we had a couple guys out for some games, but, I mean, we worked through it and we played pretty well. And, I mean, you face adversity. I mean, it's what you do when you face adversity, and we've been successful with it, so.
As you head into the regional playoffs now, last year you guys had that tough loss to University Prep in the regional championship game. What do you guys need to do to get over that hump and into the state playoffs?
I mean, obviously that was disappointing for us last year. I mean, we didn't end the season the way we'd like to have, but, I mean, it's a new year. I mean, we still have that in the back of our minds, and we just want to get a step further than we did.
Well, Christian, congratulations on the District 9 title this year and on the outstanding season that you guys are having. Good luck next week as you head into the District 5, 6, 8, 9. We got to come up with a better name. I don't know, like the Central Pennsylvania, Central Western Pennsylvania Championship or something. I don't know, but, man, that's a mouthful. But thanks for joining us. Have a safe trip back to Clearfield tonight and enjoy this win and get ready for next week.
Will do. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate it.
No problem.
Again, that was Christian Lezer, and of course, we're getting a slew of final scores coming in here. Chris will update that in just a moment. We're going to take a look at the playoff side of things as well, as long as Chris finally gets to settle down. We work him hard. He gets to relax most of these nights, folks, just to paint a picture for you. He gets to relax pretty good up until about 9:20, and then it's just full bore until 11 o'clock at night for this guy. So we're going to let him relax for a minute. We're going to take a four-minute break. We'll come back after this. We'll bring Jason Salter into the discussion as well as we start talking a little bit about the District 9 playoffs. All four classifications within the show tonight. We're looking forward to it. It's all right here on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Explore Galbraith's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Galbraith's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Galbraith's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
It's always something.
Think the cost of business just keeps going up? The price you pay for business insurance can come down.
Paper? Up. Pencils? Up. That coffee? Up.
Computer hardware has come down in price, so you may be paying more than you need to insure it. Talk to us. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
It's always something.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
All right, back in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, D9Sports.com. Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rossetti, Jason Salter joining us tonight from WHKS in Port Allegheny, one of our affiliate stations in the northern part of District 9. Let's take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. Don't forget, if you're looking for something for your team or for your company, check out All-American Awards and Engraving and their wide selection online at allamericanhq.com. They'll put just about anything on just about everything at All-American Awards and Engraving. In the AML Championship game tonight, Kane 36, Sheffield 6. The Kane Wolves are your AML title winners this year. District 9 Class AAA Championship game, Clearfield 51, Bradford 7. In District 10 Region 5, Slippery Rock 47, Dubois 28. That's a final score as well. Looks like actually we've gone all final, right, Chris?
Sure, if you say so.
Clarion 56 looks like all finals. Clarion 56, yep, Brookville 13. So if you hear me say it, it's a final score. Except for Otto Elder Kowaneski. Did I say that right, Jason?
You got it.
Okay, every time I say it tonight, you have to tell me that it's
you,
right.
You were okay with good? Chautauquidic or whatever it was.
Chautauqua?
Yeah, Chautauqua.
That's because Chautauqua was a... Anyway, whatever. Clarion 56, Brookville 13. In non-conference action tonight. That was a case that crossover game doesn't count toward the standings of the division standings in the Keystone Shortwave Athletic Conference. In non-conference play, Cameron County 35, Eisenhower 27. That's a final. Brockway 41, Manitou 12. Ridgeway 13, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 0. It was Carson City 52, Marion Center 14. Northern Bedford 28, Punxsutawney 14. How about St. Mary's 54, Bellefonte 24. Cambridge Springs 40, Union 20. It was Shade 20, AC Valley 7. That Union Cambridge Springs game 20-20. In the third quarter there.
Union has trouble as the game wears on, as we've seen all year.
Yeah.
They hold tight for a while, and then it just like leaves them.
Yeah, well, week three, Red Bank Valley, same situation. Actually, I think
even
it was Karin the same
City,
score.
I think.
Yeah, a close game in Karin, or week four against Karin City as well. But same thing tonight for the
Even with that loss, though, the Golden Knights are in the District 9 playoffs because Countersport decided to be wimps and not go, even though they made it.
And we'll talk about that here in a moment. Shade 20, AC Valley 7. It was Penns Manor 35, Keystone 8. Otto Eldred 42, Kawaneski Valley.
You got it again.
Thank you. 13, and that was a late fourth quarter score. We'll look to confirm a final score on that one for you when we get an opportunity to, but the key there, of course, Otto Eldred is going to finish off the season with a victory tonight. Okay, guys, it's time to take a look at those District 9 playoff seedings and what it looks like here. We'll start with the major classification, of course, with the most teams in it, and that's Class A. And Chris, what's it going to look like 1-8 for the Class A playoffs?
Yeah, 1-8. We now know these should be set in stone. Now, of course, whatever I say is unofficial. District 9 has the final say.
Yes. And
as much as I probably know as much or more.
You're using the calculations that are listed on their information sheet.
Yeah, and a lot of discussions with Bob Tonkin, the football chair, over the last week, too. So, they should be like this. Clarion is going to be the top seed as the KSAC number one team. They get the automatic top seed. They would have been the top seed in anybody's way of figuring it this year. Carwinsville will be the number two seed as the AML as the AML's top Class A team, and I don't see anything there either. They would have been number two no matter how you'd have seeded it. Red Bank Valley, number three. Brockway number four, Smethport number five. We'll get into that in a little later in the show, Dustin. But Smethport and Red Bank Valley not choosing to play a game this week, and there being no repercussions for it, might have helped Smethport a little bit in the seeding. Mm-hmm. I think Ridgeway with a win tonight would have jumped them in the seeding. But as it is now, Smethport is the number five seed, and like I said, we'll get into that a little later.
Yeah, hey, real quick, if you want to hear more detailed discussion on all of this stuff, tune in later on in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to have some folks from Kane on right after the 10 o'clock hour. Chris, continue on.
Yeah, Ridgeway will be the sixth seed, Sheffield will be the seventh seed, and Union will be the eighth seed. That means our matchups next week, as we believe them to be, will be Union at Clarion. That's a rematch of a game that Clarion won back on ALF weekend here at the end of September. Union did not have starting quarterback Lane Cicerelli in that game. I don't think it's going to matter. Sheffield is going to play at Kerwinsville. That's a rematch of last week's game that Kerwinsville mercy ruled Sheffield. Ridgeway will be at Red Bank Valley. Smethport will be at Brockway. Those two teams, those four teams didn't play each other during the regular season, if memory serves right. So those will be all new matchups that we have in Class A.
Before we take our break here, Jason, I know we're going to get into much more detail in this, but just your initial thoughts as you look now, the Class A field is set. We've discussed it here. We've brought it out, brought it to light for everybody. Your thoughts?
It looks right, except for one thing. Countersport's not in it. And we've had our discussions on that. If you're going to get a seed, you need to take it. I just don't understand why they don't take it.
Countersport, based on records and based on how they determine it, Countersport qualifies as the eighth seed. But Union is in as the eighth seed because of Countersport.
Right.
And we can talk about that more in the 10 o'clock hour as we step aside here. But, yeah, just bring that to light for everybody. Countersport would have
qualified for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they have elected not to go. Second year in a row that they've elected not to go. I think next time they qualify with what they think is a good team, they should not be allowed to go.
not taking anything away from Union. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. But Countersport should be in. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that in a little bit more detail. Let's all hold our thoughts as we talk to some of the folks from the AML Championship game when we come back right after the 10 o'clock hour. Right now, it's a break. We'll bring it back. Then we'll pause for station identification. And then it's in. We'll hit it hard in that 10 o'clock hour. Folks, this is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
It's all something.
Think the cost of business just keeps going up? The price you pay for business insurance can come down.
Paper? Up. Pencils? Up. Bad coffee? Up.
Computer hardware has come down in price, so you may be paying more than you need to insure it. Talk to us. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas lakes. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team? Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
All right, back in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, D9Sports.com. We head up toward the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Coming up inside the 10 o'clock hour, right after we get things going. It'll be a couple of guys from Kane, Kevin Clear, Evan DeLong, the AML champion, Kane Wolves. They'll be joining us in just a moment on the GR Cellular Hotline. We'll take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard as well. And then we hit the playoffs hard. All four classifications. We'll talk about them. We'll set up the schedule. And we'll discuss as well. That's coming up inside the 10 o'clock hour. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. The Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the EYT Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse, off Exit 62 of Interstate 80 in the Clarion Mall. See their menu online at TripleRRoadhouse.com. By All American Awards and Engraving, putting just about anything on just about everything. See their selection online at AllAmericanHQ.com. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, the power of two. Check out their complete inventory online. By Bauer Truck Repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, and heavy-duty truck repair from Bowers. By Smathers Insurance Agency, with more than 50 years of experience offering a wide variety of plans to handle all of your insurance needs. By Carly Tire, for all your tire needs and the great brands you love. By Galbraith's Furniture, competitive pricing, quality furniture, and committed to your service and satisfaction on Main Street in Brookville. By GR Cellular, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, they just save you money. Visit grcellular.com. By the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, ECUA, bringing affordable associate degrees to your backyard. Visit online at ecuapa.org. And by Kate's Hair Studio, get a fantasy global tan at Kate's Hair Studio on 817 Main Street in Clarion. And this portion of tonight's show is brought to you by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, offering affordable associate degrees in business administration and interdisciplinary studies for high school juniors and seniors and adult students, too. Classes offered in your backyard through interactive TV. Act now for spring session before your seat is gone. Check them out online at ecuapa.org. I'm Dustin Kiefer alongside Chris Rossetti and Jason Salter from WHKS in Port Allegheny. Great to have him along. Right now, though, it's time to head out on the GR Cellular Hotline. Actually, before we do that, let's take one quick look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. Here were your winners tonight. District 10 Region 5 play Slippery Rock over Dubois 47-28. KSAC crossover play Clarion 56, Brookville 13. Non-conference action, Cameron County over Eisenhower 35-27. Brockway beats Montauk 41-12. Ridgeway over St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 13-0. Carhenge City 52, Marion Center 14. Northern Bedford 28, Punxsutawney 14, St. Mary's 54, Bellefonte 24, Cambridge Springs 40, Union 20, it was Shade 20, AC Valley 7, Penns Manor beat Keystone tonight 35-8. We do not have a confirmed final on this one yet, but it was Otto Eldred 42, Kawaneski Valley 13.
Well, I've gotten some sort of confirmation. Basically, I got somebody that said they were pretty sure it was 42-13.
Good enough for me.
One thing's for sure, he said Kawaneski.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for...
He's getting better.
Yep.
I'm proud.
Chautauqua, Kawaneski. District 9, Class AAA, Clearfield 51, Bradford 7. That was their championship game in District 9, Class AAA. And in the AML title game tonight, it was Kane over Sheffield 36-6. Which takes us out on the GR Cellular Hotline, and we talk with a couple of those gentlemen that were a part of the AML Championship victory tonight, Kevin Clear and Evan DeLong of the Kane Wolves. Guys, congratulations on the victory tonight. Has to be great to get through the regular season, the 10-0 record, and claim that AML title. I know that's got to be the first goal in a list of goals for you guys this year.
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, came out there, fired up, and just let it out.
We've got Evan DeLong with us right now. Evan, one of the star defensive players for the Wolves. We don't get a chance to talk to the defense players a little bit, but Evan, you're leading District 9 now with 16 sacks. Talk about your ability to put pressure on the quarterback all season.
I mean, it's my second year of football, and Coach Sovita really got me into it, and just everything with wrestling has really helped me out, just the footwork and everything, and being fast is really helping a lot, and feels great.
Evan, Jason Salter here from WHKS in Port Allegheny. First off, congratulations on beating Sheffield tonight.
Thank you.
I've seen you guys play a couple times, and are you guys under the impression with all these high scores that we've seen in District 9 around, you guys are very, very good on defense. Are you under the impression that defense wins games and then you take it from the offense from there?
Yes, I mean, our defense, I mean, I got to give us a lot of credit. Everyone on our team, we play as a team. We all rowdy the football. Everyone, we're just so close to each other, just growing up together, and I think it helps a lot. And as soon as our defense does something good, we get fired up and our offense comes out and does something great.
Hey, Evan, could you hand the phone over to Kevin, clear the quarterback for a second? Thank you.
Sure.
We once again, congratulations on your championship and for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Kevin, you there for us?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, we've got Kevin Clear now, the starting quarterback on the AML champion Cane Wolves. First of all, Kevin, how does that sound, AML champion Cane Wolves?
It sounds great.
go ahead, Dustin.
I was just going to say for you, I mean, being under center and being quarterback of that team, I know there have to be a host of different guys, and we've heard the names throughout the season. There have to be a host of guys that you like throwing the ball to. I know we haven't had a chance to talk to those guys much this year, but has to be nice to have the targets that you have there as a part of your team, Kevin.
What was that?
Just the different guys that you have the ability to throw the football to.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of guys that we can actually throw the ball to. There's three or four different guys I'd like throwing to.
Kevin, had a chance to talk a little bit with your head coach, Todd Silfies, a little bit over the week. And you know, he said that, you know, the good season you're having personally wasn't by accident, that you did a lot of work with offensive coordinator Tyler Smith, who's also an AML champion, something you guys now have in common, AML champion quarterbacks at Kane High School. Talk about what going after the end of last year when you were the backup quarterback, what made you decide that you wanted to put in that extra work in the winter and in the summer? I don't think a lot of people understand that usually championships are won during that time, not right now.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of work throughout the summer and the spring. I knew we had our team had great potential coming into the season, so I just wanted to make sure of that and get every single thing out of it.
By my calculations, you guys did end up with the number one seed in the playoffs. Was that important to you guys at all, or is it just about getting into the playoffs and then whoever's in front of you, you've got to beat?
It's just about getting there and beating whoever we get, I guess.
Last year, Kane came up in heartbreaking fashion as Carn City scored in the last, 15 seconds to beat you guys. What have you guys taken from that loss last year, and have you used that at all as motivation this season heading into it?
Oh, yeah. It was a bad loss. It was a close game all the way through, and it was a heartbreaker in the end, but this year's time to get revenge, I guess.
Not a lot of people. Not a lot of people know that Kane is actually part of a co-op with East Forest, which is one of the reasons you guys are actually Double A. I know you don't have a lot of East Forest kids, but one of them that you do have that may be familiar to District 9 basketball fans is Charles Reaney. How are the couple of kids you've gotten from East Forest? How has that worked for you guys over the last few years?
Oh, it works great. And Charles is our only kid from there, and I think he's a big part of our team. He's a big part of the line, the right tackle. So I think it's a good thing that we got them guys.
Dustin, you have anything that you want to ask Kevin?
No, that's great stuff, Kevin.
What
we
about
appreciate
you, Jason?
It.
Kevin, congratulations on that AML title, and good luck starting the District 9 playoffs next week. It looks like you guys will be hosting Brookville for the second year in a row. So good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Kevin Clear on the GR Cellular Hotline. AML champion quarterback of the Kane Wolves, and we appreciate he and Evan DeLong joining us on the GR Cellular Hotline. Guys, we want to take a break here and come back and go right into the playoff talk, huh? Does that sound okay? All right, let's do that. We'll step aside 4 minutes, come back after this. It is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Have a
a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess, call the Triple R Right House from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas lakes. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team. Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Explore Galbraith's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Galbraith's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Galbraith's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
All right, back in the Triple R Roadhouse. Friday Night Overtime Show, D9Sports.com. Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rossetti, Jason Salter joining you here tonight. Jason Salter from WHKS in Port Allegheny. The All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard looks like this in the AML title game. Cane beats Sheffield tonight 36-6. Class AAA title game tonight, Clearfield 51-7 over Bradford. District 10, Region 5, Celeste Slippery Rock beat Du Bois 47-28. It was Clarion over Brookville, 56-13 in KSAC crossover action. Cameron County over Eisenhower, 35-27. Brockway, 41. Monotau, 12. Ridgeway, 13. St. Joe's, 0. Carson City, 52. Marion Center, 14. Northern Bedford, 28. Punxsutawney, 14. It was St. Mary's, 54. Bellefonte, 24. Cambridge Springs beats Union tonight, 40-20. Shade over AC Valley, 20-7. Penns Manor over Keystone, 35-8. Otto Eldred, 42. Kawaneski.
You're getting a piece of Halloween candy.
Thank you.
You're on a roll.
Thank you. 42-13. And that was a late fourth quarter score that we are pretty sure, quote, pretty sure, end quote, that that is a final score. But we're still looking for confirmation on that one. And when we do.
At least we know it was played. I'm telling you, yes. Justin, there were years in District 9 where I didn't even know the game was played. Somebody was like 3 weeks later, oh, yeah, by the way, there was a game in week 10 between these two teams. It's like, oh, hey, thanks.
Well, there we go. So we at least know that much from Otto Eldred, and they win that game, obviously, there and finish the season at 4-6, do the Terrors. So there you go. Otto Eldred, a winner tonight over Kawaneski Valley.
Otto Eldred came on just a little bit too late.
Yeah.
They really caught a roll there toward the end of the year.
You know, let's talk a little. I want to talk for a second, Dustin, about that Cameron County score over Eisenhower.
Yep.
Eisenhower won District 10 Region 2A. They were 7-0 in that region.
7-2 overall, right?
Yeah, and They won that region. How bad is District 10?
And that's what we've been talking about. I know off air and partially on air with, I mean, look, Clarion is your, I guess this puts us also into a discussion then of the Class A bracket. So let's just do that now. We already talked about it. Union will be at Clarion, Sheffield at Kerwinsville, Ridgeway at Red Bank, Smethport at Brockway. Is your first round games all presumably next Friday night based on past precedents, but they could put those any day that they wanted to next weekend. But, you know, the odds on favorite, Jason?
Clarion.
Yeah, without a doubt. And if you look at this team and look ahead for whoever comes out of District 9, you face the District 10 champion in the round of eight in the state playoffs, right out of the district playoffs. Boy, that has to bode well for District 9 coming
out, right?
I'm
going to say this, though. The Region 2A was by far the weaker of those two regions.
Oh, sure. Sure
there.
It is.
I mean, they lost to Conneaut Area. Eisenhower did 35-0.
Because
Conneaut Area was a middling 3-3 team in their region.
Because the other region of Class A has, what, West Middlesex, it has Sharpsville, it has Farrell.
Man, none of those.
Am I hitting those right?
Yeah, but Farrell finished 4-5 going into tonight. They were next to last place.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different District 10 than it has been in the past. Would you agree with that? I mean, it's not the same level of District 10 that we've seen.
Not even close.
Not even. Yeah, I mean, Sharpsville, the team that Port Allegheny played last year, they're 5-4 this year. Lakeview is 8-1. Lakeview may be the favorite. I guess they have to be the District 10 favorite right now at 8-1. West Middlesex finished 5-4.
Yeah.
None of those teams are scoring very many points. Lakeview at least plays defense. They've only given up 66 points through 9 weeks. But
is there a game that stands out to you? I'll go to Jason, then we're going to go to the GR Cellular Hotline with Rich Rhodes here. But is there a game in those first four games, the quarterfinal round of the Class A playoffs, that stands out to you? Maybe intriguing, interesting, or you know, do you have your four moved on to the semifinals already, Jason?
I would have to say maybe the most competitive game will be Red Bank Valley and Ridgeway. I won't count out Smethport. If they can hold on to the ball and not turn it over, they have a shot. But on paper now, Red Bank and Ridgeway, that's all I've got right now as far as a competitive ball game.
Let's head out to Rich. And Rich, we've talked about this Class A bracket somewhat at length here, but you know, you've heard us say it, hopefully. You've heard us share the pairings there. What say you about the first round of the Class A playoffs?
Well, thankfully you put me on hold long enough so I could hear the brackets right before you asked me about it. I don't know. My most compelling matchup out of those four, it's hard for me to find one. Maybe Red Bank Ridgeway, Smethport Brockway. I don't know. I think all the home teams will win that week for sure. So, Chris, there's my picks.
Guess that then brings this into question. Kerwinsville versus Red Bank Valley.
Mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity to talk to Justin Skiba, who...
Which would be a semifinal game.
Yeah, that would be a semifinal game. if the seating holds. Had an opportunity to talk to Justin Ski, but Justin is probably the foremost expert this year on District 9 football, having seen 13 or 14 teams on the year, having talked to or watched, talked to coaches or watched from something like 21 of the 25 teams.
Which is impressive.
That's very, very impressive. Justin believes that Red Bank Valley is the second best team behind Clarion.
Well, I know Red Bank has the ability to score points. Let's just say that. I think if Red Bank wins that game against Kernsville, they're still going to give up points there. But I like their offense, and I think they'll play just enough defense, or more than enough defense. That's the question. Either that, or just enough on maybe winning that game. But I wouldn't be surprised. I've seen them three times. Very dominant against St. Mary's. St. Mary's did not have Alex Fellbauer at the time. They played Brookville, were very flat against the Raiders early in the season. I'm sure they'd like to play that one again. I'm not saying that they would win, but they would want to play that again to see what was going on there, what would happen. I certainly don't dismiss the fact that Justin or Mr. Skiba would be correct.
I know this. It just seems to me that in the end, what the downfall of Carwinsville is going to be is the fact that they can't throw the ball at all. I mean, literally can't throw the football. And you can hand the ball to Zach Tibbins 40 times a game, but I just get in the feeling that once you get into this time of year against really good teams, that's not going to work. And they saw that when they played Kane.
Well, margin of error is very little then. You know, what if Kernsville has the lead in the fourth and they're running the ball? Then they're going to be tough to beat. Very little margin for error for Kernsville. If they get in a position where that's all they have to do to win, look out, because they're good at it. But I agree with you, Chris. If they have to do anything more than that, then they're in trouble.
You saw a rarity tonight, Rich. You saw Clarion's defense get scored on not once, but twice.
Yeah. They dominated the game. That's not, you know, that's for sure. And Brookville ran out of the Wildcat a little bit. They didn't have their quarterback. McGrainer has a bad shoulder. I don't know if he'll play next week or not. The Wildcat was a problem for the Raiders on some bad snaps, and it was a benefit when they got things going. But that's just a testament to Zach Roman. He threw a touchdown pass. That was their touchdown. It was a 51-yard pass, second play of the fourth quarter, with the mercy clock running already. Give credit to the Raiders. I mean, they scored on a defense that hadn't given them much up. But again, Clarion is very, very good.
You said their touchdown. I thought they had two touchdowns in that game, Rich.
Yes, that was the first one. That broke the streak. Yeah, that broke the streak, and then
scaring us there for a second.
Yeah, that broke the streak, and then the next, Clarion came back and scored basically. Well, they scored on the first play after the ensuing kickoff, and then the Raiders got the ball back, and Roman went 60 yards on a run on third and two. So yeah, two possessions in the two of their three possessions in the fourth quarter. Brookville did score.
Was that against Clarion's first teamers, or was there a mixture in there at that point?
There was a mixture for sure on the second possession. There was a mixture, if not a lot. Don't quote me on the first possession. I'm thinking that it was mostly starters because Corbett ran a 69-yard touchdown on that first play after that. So I don't think they yanked all their guys in that first touchdown.
You know, we need to talk about this for a second, Rich. 324-plus minutes of shutout football by the Clarion Bobcats. Brookville scored twice on them in the fourth quarter tonight, but let's examine that for a second. Jason, have you ever heard of anything like that?
No.
That's something that's very impressive, and I think that it gets overlooked in the fact that their games all seem to be one-sided. But what was your impression of Clarion the first time you've gotten to see them this year? What was your impression tonight?
Yeah, I mean, well, tonight what I got was a dominant team won a game. How that fit into how they did seven shutouts in a row. There's a lot of things that can play into that, but absolutely, they're a very, very good team. The shutout streak. I'm guessing they would have celebrated a lot more with a win to make their second straight 10-0 season than they would another shutout. You know, that was second. That's a secondary goal. I think that was pretty much a pretty clear thing for them. But now it's time to move on. I think they've been anxious to get to the playoffs. All these big numbers. need to lead to a playoff title. They'll settle for nothing short of a district title, and probably much further than that is what their goal is.
John Cadis tonight, did he throw an interception?
No, he finished the season without an interception.
That's impressive in itself.
That's another notable piece of
He has not thrown an interception. How many pass attempts did he have tonight, Rich? Do you happen
to
know?
Really putting pressure on you here. Well, let's see. I think he only threw... this is good. second half, I mean, he obviously didn't throw the ball much. He threw, let's see, two passes, three passes in the second
Ladies
half.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rich Rhodes counting up his stats, brought to you by...
could
be a sponsored segment right there.
It should absolutely be a sponsored segment. Seven passes?
Yeah.
That's 103 attempts now, I think, in a row, dating back to last year's District 9 title game without an interception. That's impressive in itself, too. So a lot of impressive things going on. But you know what? None of these impressive things are going to mean anything to Clarion if they don't win the District 9 title.
No, and that's very true, and everybody would admit that. And I really, I have a buddy of mine who's a Lakeview grad, and I told him, I said, Lakeview could be the team they see, and it would be at a District 10 site, so maybe I'll get a chance to go have a little mini reunion with him and watch his alma mater.
Rich Rhodes, graduate of Grove City College, the same as our very own Dustin Kiefer.
Yes, that's correct.
It's the college of choice for D9Sports.com guys, I guess. I'm an IUP grad. Andy Close is a Clarion University grad. But
I get paid for that. That was yours, Chris. We weren't pushing for that plug.
Maybe we should get Grove City College on as a sponsor.
I came out of nowhere, Dustin.
What do you say? Let's the bracket right now. Let's go through it. All right. Union Clarion. Who you got?
Clarion.
Everybody?
Clarion.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sheffield, let's go the 4-5 game, Smethport or Brockway. What are you taking, Rich?
Oh, Brockway.
Jason?
Brockway.
Brockway here. How about the 3-6 game? Ridgeway is at Red Bank Valley. This is one that we could differ on, I think. What do you think, Rich?
Well, you'd be foolish to differ with me, so it's Red Bank.
Jason?
Red Bank.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Red Bank as well. Okay. So I guess we're not going to differ because we're now going to go, to the 2-7 game, and that would be Sheffield at Kerwinsville. So we're all taking Kerwinsville?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And the Tide won't throw a pass, and they'll win.
Brockway and Clarion, neutral site semifinal. What do you say, Rich?
Clarion.
And then a game that's probably of interest, Red Bank Valley, Kerwinsville.
Now, these aren't official. These will not be.
Oh, I know.
We could change our mind, right?
No changing of your mind. This is it.
Oh, wow. Okay, what was that again?
Red Bank Valley, Kerwinsville.
I'm going Red Bank.
Yeah, I was going to go Red Bank there as well, which is going to set up Clarion Red Bank. And we've all been saying, since middle of the season.
I didn't really think of it until now. I guess we're all agreeing with Mr. Skiba.
Yeah, Clarion Red Bank, and I think we're all going Clarion, right?
Well, I'm tempted to go the other way, but I can't do it.
as long as John Cadis doesn't get hurt, Clarion wins. If John Cadis gets hurt, he is the one player. Ryan Pugh of the Clarion News and I were talking about this earlier today. He is the one player that Clarion probably can't afford to get hurt. Nothing against Antonio Treese, the backup, or Brendan Miller, the third string slash second string slash whatever you want to call him. I just don't think. I think actually they could probably get out of District 9. But
if you're going to throw injuries out there, Mark Struthers, let's hope he finishes season healthy because he's had a bad career with that.
Since they didn't play that game tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
For those who don't know, Smethport and Red Bank Valley were scheduled to play a game tonight.
I cannot believe you didn't get to that.
It's been on the schedule the entire year. It was on the schedule halfway through the week. It was on the schedule for so long that the Oil City Derrick today actually ran in the paper a preview of it. Yesterday afternoon or yesterday morning, the schools just decided they didn't want to play the game. And because it was a mutually agreed upon thing, there's nothing that anybody can do about it. It goes down as a no contest. It costs both Ridgeway and Sheffield in the seeding. Ridgeway would have been, by my estimation, the fifth seed, and Sheffield
Looking at it from the side of Red Bank beating Smith.
Well, yeah, right? Sorry, I should have said
looking
that.
Looking at it at that side, it's different if Smith beats Red Bank. But
if Red Bank...
It could have affected it,
where Ridgeway would have been the fifth seed, and Sheffield the sixth, and Smethport the seventh. This idea The two schools can just get together and decide they don't want to play a game because either they don't want to travel or they don't want to play each other 2 weeks
or
in a row.
Or
they just don't feel like playing the game. Is just not right.
Well, no.
Is this more egregious than Countersport deciding not to go?
No, they're both equally egregious.
Okay.
Well, they're
both equally egregious, and I'll let you get through it in a second. They're both equally egregious because they challenge the integrity of the entire system.
What I was going to say is that I look at it from two different angles because I look at the Countersport situation and I say that's something that can without a doubt sit in the lap of the District 9 committee. That's something that they can very much dictate and make a change in themselves. The Smethport Red Bank Valley situation, could the District 9 football committee push that hard with the PIAA and say, look, or maybe try to adapt things where they can punish, or I don't know what the right word is there, hold that against teams that decide to do that even if they mutually agree? I don't know, because it's from the PIAA down that says, hey, if two teams mutually agree that they don't want to play this football game, then it counts as a no contest and doesn't count for or against anybody. So that's the way I look at the two things, is one of them can be solved very easily, and Jason, your thoughts here, one of them can be solved very easily by the hands of the local committee, that being the District 9 committee. The other one, and that being the Smethport Red Bank Valley situation, is a little bit trickier.
If you're not going to play football games, why put it on the schedule? Why even bother playing the season? They should be held accountable. The District 9 committee should hold them to the schedules and their agreements that they made. They had to stop letting schools decide their fate. That's the way I see it.
And look, they can't make, we can't ask them at this point, and you're not going to, and you wouldn't expect it, but you're not asking somebody to make a retroactive decision or anything like that about something like this. But I guess it all stems to learning from the situations that present themselves.
Well,
these seedings processes and stuff like that, you can argue them all day long. They're not easy to come up with. But
sure they are.
This
isn't rocket science. Let's not give them a pass here. Let's not act like it's rocket science. Because seeding shouldn't be rocket science, and they've turned it into rocket science.
No, but I disagree with you in that regard, because there are two different ways. You can either do it very mathematically, which is what they do, or you can do it with a committee sitting down. Each way has its problems. What I'm trying to argue is simply, when situations present themselves that are problematic, like this, you have to learn from your mistakes. That's what I'm saying. And you have to adapt
There's a group of individuals who should absolutely be blamed in this situation. And that's the principals at Red Bank Valley High School, the principal at Smethport High School, and the principal at Countersport High School. Because in the warped way that the PIAA does athletics, it puts all the power in the hands of the principals. And these principals made wrong decisions. And if they can't handle the fact that they're being told they made wrong decisions, that's really too bad. Because they make wrong decisions. Red Bank Valley made a wrong decision a few years ago when they decided that they were, quote unquote, forced into going to the district playoffs because we said they had qualified. And they didn't like it. And we heard an earful with D9 Sports because of it. Because they qualified, but they didn't want to go because their record wasn't good enough. Well, you know what? If you don't like the idea of a closed playoff system where you get in by a qualification, then change the system. But if you're going to agree to the system, and that's what you've done, because you've got representatives that go to the district committees, they vote on things. The principals then vote on those things and approve them. They put a system in place. Once you put a system in place, you have to stick by that system. If the Steelers somehow or other miraculously got into the playoffs at 6-10 in the NFL, they're not saying we're not going to the playoffs because we're 6-10. And the NFL would not let them say that they're not going to the playoffs because they're 6-10. But that's exactly what happens in District 9, because the District 9 is not capable of doing what good leaders do, and that's say, we have a set of criteria, you have to follow that criteria. If you don't, there's going to be repercussions. What are we teaching these kids? You know, we want to talk about athletics being a learning opportunity for kids. What are we teaching them? That we have rules in place, but you don't have to follow these rules because we as adults don't like the rules that we set. Because that's exactly, in the end, when you get down through all of this, what is going on? The principals and the administration at Red Bank Valley, Smethport, and Countersport have said, yes, we know there are rules. Yes, we know that a system was set in place. But you know what, kids? You don't actually have to follow that system in life. What kind of life lesson is that teaching? To me, it's not teaching any life lesson, at least not a good one at all. And they should all be called out on it. And they should all be called out on it until somebody says, you know what? You're wrong.
Not sure what the transition is, but we do have to take a break.
I want to hear his argument on the NCAA now.
We only have 26 minutes left. We're going to step aside. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the other classifications. But this is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, then we'll take our next break.
It's all something.
Think the cost of business just keeps going up? The price you pay for business insurance can come down.
Paper? Up. Pencils? Up. Bad coffee? Up.
Computer hardware has come down in price, so you may be paying more than you need to insure it. Talk to us. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Explore Gale Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gale Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gale Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team. Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
The Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, part of the EYT Media Network, is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse, by All American Awards and Engraving, Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler, Bauer Truck Repair, Smathers Insurance Agency, Carly Tire, Galbraith Furniture, GR Cellular, ECUA, the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, and Kate's Hair Studio. Welcome back to a calm, cool, and collected Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. I'm Dustin Kuiper. He's Chris Rossetti. His blood pressure sits at 150 over 100 right now. It actually
is. You guys act funny. Like I get like this is just me.
I know. That's what's so fun about it, though. More funner about it.
More
actually.
Funner.
Coming from a teacher there.
Math teacher, though.
Math teacher. If I get the numbers wrong, then we have a problem here. But we're joined tonight by Jason Salter as well from WHKS in Port Allegheny. And I'm trying to find, I have 47 windows open. I'm trying to find where the scoreboard is. Let's take a look at that scoreboard. Anybody know, do we still have Rich Rhodes on the phone? I think we do. Hey, Rich, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm a guest, apparently.
Let's take a quick, you're a guest host, I guess, tonight, Rich. But let's take a look at the All-American Awards at a Graving scoreboard. And it looks like this. In the AML title game tonight, Kane 36, Sheffield 6. In District 9, Class AAA, Clearfield 51, Bradford 7. District 10, Region 5, saw Slippery Rock beat DuBois.
Hey, we haven't mentioned it. We haven't mentioned this about that Slippery Rock DuBois score. That was for the District 10 Region 5 championship. If DuBois had won, they would have won it. Slippery Rock wins it. They go 10-0 in the regular season. So congratulations. Are they known as the Rockets still? I mean, I know the university changed their name to the Rock, whatever that is, but the high school's still the Rockets. Yeah. So congratulations to the Rockets on that District 10 Region 5 championship.
Yeah, first undefeated season two, regular season for the Rockets since 1984 as well, only the second
time
in school
history. They're coached by a former Cowders. Speaking of having a guy from the up north up here, they're coached by former Cowdersport head coach Brendan Hathaway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So congratulations
and quarterbacked by the son of my cooperating teacher when I student taught, which really is fairly worthless.
What would the name be?
Whitmer. Jake Whitmer is the quarterback's name. Yeah, yep.
See, Rich, Dustin does know some things.
We have been all over the place here in the last 20 minutes. I don't know what to add.
Let's go back to the scoreboard. Clary 56, Brookville 13. Cameron County 35, Eisenhower 27, Brockway 41, Montauk 12. It was Ridgeway 13, St. Joseph's Catholic Academy 0, Carson City 52, Marion Center 14, Northern Bedford 28, Punxsutawney 14, St. Mary's 54, Bellefonte 24. 20-20 score in the third quarter, but Cambridge Springs scores the final 20 points. Cambridge Springs 40, Union 20. It was Shade 20, AC Valley 7. Penns Manor 35, Keystone 8. Otto Eldred over Kawaneski Valley.
Got it again.
All right. It was 42-13 late in the fourth quarter, and hoping to get a final score on that one before the start of the 2014
season. Pretty sure that's
season.
42-13 final score.
Yeah, it probably is, so we'll just go with that.
Maybe if Andy Close is out there, he could text us and let us know. Maybe the Bradford era got that score.
Hey, let's take a look now. We've already talked about the Class A brackets. Let's look at the AA brackets. A little bit less to talk about in this case, at least with regards to extra stuff that needs to be talked about, but extra stuff. This one,
This one ended up being right.
Five teams that are in AA, four teams qualify for the playoffs. Chris, run them down 1-4.
Yeah, Kane's, I'm pretty sure, is going to be 1. Carn City's going to be 2. St. Mary's will be 3. Brookville will be 4. Kane undefeated is only going to get that by a few points over Carn City, who has a loss, which, you know, makes the system broke still to some extent, but you know, I've already had my rant for the night. I don't know if Dustin can take me ranting again on a broken system, but the system's broke. It needs fixed, and there's people out there that could fix it. They're just not willing to.
Just four folks. I mean, what it came down to in the end, teams that beat other teams tonight.
Yeah, it came down to basically the fact that Union lost and somebody else lost. And once again, you go undefeated, you should be the number one seed, especially when it's not another undefeated team.
And we've talked, I know you and I off air, but we've talked about rewarding conference champions as well and doing something like that. Well, I guess Carn City.
Yeah, they're both conference champions in this case. I mean, this idea that you get rewarded for playing teams and even beating teams that are quote-unquote of a higher classification, let's not fool ourselves. Kerwinsville may only be Class A, but Kerwinsville's beating Punxsutawney 10 out of 10 times.
It's a hard thing to measure, and that's where I mean, we discussed this already. Rich is still with us. Everybody remember
that? Hi, Rich. 90-82 Brooklyn over the Miami Heat, just in case.
Thanks, Rich. All right, we're going to shut you down here for about 3 more minutes, and then we'll bring you on to chime in with something. But, you know, we've talked, do you make the system mathematical? Do you make the system very subjective? You'll have people that complain if it's completely subjective. If it's the three of us or a group of guys on the District 9 committee that get together to do it, there will be a lot of complaints because it's subjective. There have to be complaints with a mathematical system as well. How do you reward that? And you're exactly right. It's hard to argue that, right?
Hey, how about this? Do you think Smethport and Red Bank would have canceled their game if it was a subjective seating?
Absolutely not.
No way.
Absolutely not.
No, because
there's my contribution.
Does that mean we hang up on you now?
Rich is our double A expert. So, Rich, break down that field. Tell us what you see.
Well, now that I know the matchups, because I've been on hold waiting for that for half hour.
Well, you could have gone and figured them out while you were on hold.
Well, okay, so you have Kane and Brookville. Obviously, I would think the Raiders would rather, play Kane, I think, than to play Carn City for the second time in 3 weeks. And, you know, the other one is Carn City St. Mary's. I mean, I would think that the favorites would be the top two seeds going in. We'll see. Is Kane better than last year? Better than they were last year? Is Brookville better than they were last year? That game was a coin flip last year in the semifinals. I guess if you're going to have a compelling game, that's the one out of the three that you'll see in the double-A playoffs, right?
Well, you're going to see three games in the double-A playoffs?
Yeah, count the championship game.
That's more
compelling.
Well, remember, Dustin's our math major, not me.
Yeah. that's the most, but the first round, the more compelling game is clearly Brookville-Kane if you have to pick one.
Oh, I would agree 100% on that. We've already seen the St. Mary's Carn City song, and it wasn't pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna, we'll do the same thing here. If you're gonna pick those games, we'll start with Jason Salter. Jason, Brookville versus Kane, who wins?
Kane.
Rich?
Yeah.
Dustin?
Agreed.
Me too. I think Kane wins that game. And then Carn City St. Mary's. Are we all in agreement that Carn City wins that game?
Yep.
Yes.
Correct.
All right. So now the tough one. Rematch of last year's District 9 championship game. This game was decided on a touchdown pass from Tyler Keppel to Dakota Mone.
Dakota Mone.
With, I think it was like...
It was 12, 13 seconds
to play in the game. Kane was up one. Carn City hit the touchdown. They win by six. Who wins this year in the rematch? Rich?
Carn City.
Dustin?
I've got to go with Carn City in this case as well.
Jason?
I'm going Kane.
I'm going Carn City. I think Carn City, because of their loss to Clarion, has kind of like slid under the radar screen all year. And I think that if they hadn't played Clarion and they were sitting at 10-0, there would be a different thought process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. That was my exact thought in discussing the Carn City team. It's just... The mixture of the loss coming to Clarion and the Oil City win still sticks out to me for that Carn City team. I mean, mind you, the Oil City team might not be the same team that they had last year, but still, it's going out of the district, facing the AAA team out of District 10. That's a good victory for the Carn City Gremlins. So, what do you like about Kane that has you go in the direction of the Wolves over Carn City? I mean, I don't dislike the pick. I like the pick, but
I like. They're a very good defensive team. They are a shutdown defense. And Kevin Clear, maybe the most efficient quarterback in District 9. I like his play. And with Johnny English behind him as the running back, they set the tempo. I really do think that they're going to come out victorious against Carn City. It's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
I have to give Kane the edge. I just think their defense will win them games.
Yeah.
Of all the games we've talked about, that'd be the one that if I was a District 9 fan, I'm saying I want to be at.
Yep.
Bourne Power has that within 2 points with Carn City with a slight edge.
Doesn't surprise me.
Bourne Power Index, that is. It's an uncanny rating system that nobody knows exactly how it is, the mathematical. It's uncanny in boys basketball. We don't pay as much attention to it in football, but Clarion is the highest-ranked team in the state in Class A, according to that. And that was also the same rating system that had Elk County Catholic winning the Class A championship in basketball a few years ago. If I'm not mistaken, Chris.
Yeah, you're right there, Rich.
Numbers never lie, guys.
Except when they do.
Yeah.
Except when they do.
That's the important part. Quick look at the AAA bracket, guys. One is Clearfield. This is the way we see it. One is Clearfield. Two is University Prep. Three, Somerset. And four, likely Johnstown.
We are not picking these, are we? Yeah, we are.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely. Why would we? Right. Why does Clearfield get be put on the sideline whenever we picked everything else?
I haven't done any homework on this bracket.
You did some homework with me last night.
So it's just like all of our picks this season, right?
We've had enough controversy tonight. I agree. Go ahead.
Johnstown and Clearfield, go.
Clearfield.
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 I can't see you guys. You pointing to me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearfield.
Pointed right at the phone, Rich.
All right.
Somerset and University Prep. Anybody?
University Prep.
Yeah, I was going to go University Prep only based on past experience.
Yeah, I'll go Prep.
What are you going with then for the District 5, 6, 8, 9 sub-region championship?
From now on to be known as the Dustin Kiefer Regional.
I'm okay with that. Can we get that engraved on the plaque, please?
He paid big-time money to have it named after him, by the way.
Thank you. Rich, what say you?
I defer. I'm going to pass on this pick until I hear from Chris.
No. You don't get to pass on this pick. You were the first one. You've got to give us a pick.
That's not fair. I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to go Bison.
I'll take the same. Go with the District 9 team here, knowing nothing about these teams.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going University Prep all the way, baby.
And you're gonna.
And I probably I'll probably gloat about it.
Gloat about that one in a few weeks, but
probably.
Hey, and then the Quad A bracket: DuBois, State College, Mifflin County, Central Mountain are the four teams, and four teams make it. So if you want to go, you get to go. Central Mountain with one win coming into this week. Assuming they don't go, you have a three-team field. It'll be DuBois the way we see it. DuBois is the top seed. State College, Mifflin County will face off next week. So
you know what that means, Rich, don't you?
Tell me.
It means that DuBois' playoff drought for a win is going to continue, especially if Mifflin, Central Mountain, like we assume, doesn't play.
Oh, because the DuBois will get the bye.
Yeah, they get the bye.
Yeah. Well, hey, never know.
Who do the Beavers play, though? That'll be the question. Do they play Mifflin County? Do they play State College?
Mifflin County, what? They opened the season with Mifflin County, right? Yes, lost by a touchdown, 10 points, along those lines. So.
And Mifflin, what Mifflin State College do? In the regular season.
Well, if I told you that, it would be an unfair advantage.
Yeah.
No, actually, State College beat Mifflin County last week.
Okay.
Well, I'll sum up my whole bracket. State College is going to win it.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
Yep.
Although Mifflin County gave State College a run for their money. I think it was like a 7-point game last week. So.
Yeah.
And the Beavers' playoff drought is going dating back to last time DuBois won a playoff game. Was what, Rich? 1996?
Yeah, I was there. They beat, did we have, is it Hardeesburg they beat and then lost Altoona then in the next round?
Yeah, that's a tough draw for a Quad A team when you're the only Quad A team in District 9.
It really is. That's tough sledding for a program that's, not bad.
It's been good. I mean, so.
Hey, Rich, Dustin, we have to go to break.
Yeah, let's do that. Hey, reminder, folks, too, with all of these pairings that we have here, we are not the District 9 Football Committee. We are not the District 9
They probably got that by the fact that we keep criticizing the District 9 Football Committee.
I was just about to say that because...
We probably could be the District 9 Football Committee.
Because if we are the District 9 Football Committee, then we're saying a lot of things about ourselves that you'd think we would keep to ourselves. But we are not the District 9 Football Committee, which means we are not the governing body, which means we are not the final decision makers, which means we are not the final calculators of this. There's been a lot of discussion between the chairman and Chris throughout the week. Bob Tonkin, great guy. You know, he's... great guy to work with, and so
Bob, by the way, agrees with me more than he disagrees with me. So I'm going to put that out there because we've thrown his name out there, and I don't want people to think that I'm criticizing Bob because Bob's only a portion of all of this, and I still think a lot of the problem doesn't really lie with the people on the committee as much as it lies with their principals, and that's a whole story for another day about whether principals should be involved with high school athletics. Don't they have enough other things to be worried about? You hire athletic directors and coaches for a reason. Let them do their job.
Yeah, but so what was that, Rich?
Rich said we have to go to break.
Oh, yeah, because we got to get to the question that you had for him. 2 minute break here. Let's come back. It is. Oh, but by the way, these are all unofficial. That's the point that we're trying to make there. It is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Explore Gale Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gale Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gale Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
It's all something.
Think the cost of business just keeps going up? The price you pay for business insurance can come down.
Paper? Up. Pencils? Up. That coffee? Up.
Computer hardware has come down in price, so you may be paying more than you need to insure it. Talk to us. R. James Smathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
It's always something.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
All right, back in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Dustin Kiefer, Chris Rossetti, Jason Salter from WHKS in Port Allegheny joining us tonight. Rich Rhodes is our in-studio. Oh, wait, no, he's on the phone, right? Since 10:15, I think.
Our out-of-studio guest tonight.
I've had a piece of pizza. I'm getting ready to eat some ice cream. It's been a nice evening with you guys.
Well, that's wonderful. So, Chris, running out of time here. You had something you wanted to share. We had to step aside there, take a break. So let's ask away.
Rich texted me something today that I found very interesting, and that was 1,200-yard passers in District 9. What did you say, Rich? 8 of them so far going into tonight's game? If Cowdy had played, we would have had 9 because yes. Ethan Height just missed it at 11:41.
8 over 1,200 yards. And then I went back to, 2002, looked at our numbers. The thing that might just be the similar thing is 4 starting QBs this year went into tonight with completion percentages of over 60%.
Well, and they were everybody with Tyler Keppel were so far over 60 that there's no way that those other guys fell underneath 60.
No. So clear, and you know, I think you also mentioned there's lack of defense is a factor. Absolutely correct. But obviously, we're seeing evolution of offenses along with the I think the average football player compared to several years ago is much less, even though we still have great players now like we did back then.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd agree that, you know, your stars are still your stars, but your role players don't seem to maybe be as good as the role players were 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago. And I don't know why that is. There's probably no real reason outside of maybe the fact that not as many kids are playing football because they're getting jobs, because they're getting cars, because, well, some of them are just spoiled, but...
Okay, easy, Chris. Easy.
The show doesn't go until 1 a.m., Chris.
Well, and actually, the evolution of the offense. I think we've got to give credit to the offensive minds that are also.
Well, we see that. You see that in every level of football across the board.
Yep.
I'm not sure. Do you like that, Rich? I don't really like that. I'm okay with offense. I'm just not okay with all offense and no defense.
I totally agree. Totally agree with that. And I think Pat Kale, way back that night, we had Otto Eldred and Brockway going crazy on the scoreboard. He questioned, is this really good? Is that really a good football game? And you know what? Amen. Amen to that, Pat. The more point you're gonna dilute. We're going to get tired of it. Offense gets old.
It makes the records not seem as important anymore.
Right. That's exactly right.
You know, I think that's exactly why when I asked about John Kadas and the interceptions, I'm more impressed by no interceptions than I am by guys throwing 25, 30 touchdown passes, to be truthful.
Yeah.
Hey, Rich, we got to let you go here tonight. Thanks for joining us.
It was nice hanging out.
That was Rich Rhodes, D9Sports.com.
And the Jeffersonian Democrat.
And the Jeffersonian Democrat, leader vindicator in New Bethlehem as well. Jason, final thoughts on the regular season 2013. We appreciate you coming down.
Well, it was an exciting 2013 regular season. As I said, offense is dominated. We'll see if defense does win championships still in the next couple weeks.
That's going to do it for week number 10 of the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Chris, we have an exciting week coming up, though, on D9Sports.com as the Explore Clarion and D9Sports.com District 9 playoff preview video, the second annual video, will be posted sometime this week.
Hopefully Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what
it's going to be on Explore Clarion. Yep. And I mean, it'll be on Explore Clarion. It'll also be on D9Sports.com. Yep. Explore Clarion will be posting it, so can't give people an exact date on that yet.
All right, so that's going to be coming up sometime this week as those guys will be previewing the entire District 9 playoff slate coming up this weekend, later on this weekend, so we look forward to catching up on that video. Big thank you to all the folks that joined us here tonight. Congratulations to Clearfield, District 9 Class AAA champions. They're on to the top seed in that sub-region, the Dustin Kiefer sub-region. The AML title game goes to Kane, 36-6 over Sheffield tonight. And big congratulations to them as well. Jason, thank you very much for joining us this evening. We appreciate you coming down.
It's been interesting. Thanks for having me.
For my broadcast partner, Chris Rossetti, this is Dustin Kiefer saying so long for week number 10. You've been listening to the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Final show of the season coming up next week as we wrap up the first week of the District 9 playoffs. Have a great weekend, everybody.